You're listening to SBS News.
Bangladesh is a conservative Muslim-majority nation of 160 million people. Women are often confined to traditional roles in society, often working only in the home or in low-paid jobs. Now, a United Nations-funded project has taught 40 unemployed young women to drive.
Yes, people stare. When a woman drives down the street, people stare in disbelief. How is it possible that a woman is driving?
That's Babli Akhtar, one of a group of young rural women in northern Bangladesh, driving change by taking the wheel in a new profession as a taxi driver.
It is widely thought that driving is a man's job and not for women. Women shouldn't drive at night, women shouldn't drive too far, there are many social restrictions.
The United Nations says that in rural Bangladesh, less than a third of the female population can drive a car because it's frowned upon by societal norms. However, Babli's parents are proud of her new challenge and welcome the extra income. Her mother is Zahida Begum.
As long as my daughter learns something useful and is able to earn a livelihood, I am fine. People may think what they want, but I want her to achieve her dream.
Another taxi driver is Sahina Begum, who says she's proud to be a pioneer.
I want to show the way for the next generation. Girls, women, we can all open up our new pathways for progress. And we are happy to set an example as the first generation.
Almost a third of the population in Bangladesh lives below the poverty line, and poverty is highest in rural areas. UN data reveals that half of all rural children are chronically malnourished and 14% suffer from acute malnutrition. With most of its 160 million people tightly packed into low-lying areas around the Bay of Bengal, Bangladesh is particularly vulnerable to flooding, extreme weather and the loss of farmland to rising sea levels. The UN's International Fund for Agricultural Development says making rural people less dependent on agricultural income will help them earn money when their farmland is flooded and make families economically more resilient. The organisation's gender specialist Ndaya Belchika says they hope to protect women from early marriage.
The project is focusing, at least for the time being, on women, to train them with new skills, to develop the entrepreneurial spirit, and to enable them to going into a trade, to become chauffeurs, you know, so to take on jobs that typically are held by men. So with this, they would have an opportunity to earn an income, to provide for their families, and then to be protected from the need to be married early because of a lack of opportunities.
Nearly 50% of Bangladeshi women are married by the age of 18. Babli Akhtar says friends and family react differently to her now.
After being trained in how to drive, I feel that my friends and relatives look upon me with more respect.
Alan Lee, SBS News.